Last September, there were some dire warnings that West Africa Ebola cases could eventually number between 500,000 and 1.5 million. Fortunately, that did not happen. But the biggest Ebola outbreak ever did infect about 27,000 people and killed more than 11,000. And after more than a year, it's still not over. While Liberia has been declared Ebola-free, Sierra Leone and Guinea have not. So, health and government officials say better ways to prevent or contain another outbreak are very much needed. A number of vaccine trials continue, and different drugs are being tested. For example, the U.S. Defense Threat Reduction Agency and the Serbian Ministry of Science and Technical Development have provided funding to study a small class of molecules known as diazocrysines. Initial research shows that most of the mice that received one of three experimental compounds survived infection and did not show any side effects. One of the researchers is Bogdan Sholaya, professor of organic chemistry at the University of Belgrade.
There are several chemotypes, several classes of compounds which are actually today known to be active against Ebola. But from being active against Ebola to being a drug, it's a long, long way.
He says every step in researching a new drug is elementary.
Our compounds more or less behave good in mice. I mean, they cure some mice up to 90% as it is presented in this publication.
The findings appear in the journal ACS Infectious Diseases. But even though the results are very good, there's more that needs to be known. Are these compounds toxic? Sholaya says they are not. Can they cause changes in a patient's body, affecting DNA, for example, something called mutagenesis? The researcher says they know the answer, but cannot reveal it at this time.
The compounds are water-soluble as salts, and they can be administered in water solution. That is quite good, although they are usually administered in water DMSO mixture.
DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, is a byproduct of the wood industry and has been used as a solvent. It's been mixed with other substances to help them absorb faster. Sholaya says the goal is to have an Ebola drug that can be used the way HIV and malaria drugs are now being administered.
We want to have a drug which could be prophylactic and which could treat the animal which already got Ebola.
HIV and malaria drugs are now used to prevent infection and continue to be used if an infection has already occurred. Despite the initial and very encouraging success, the professor says the drug will not be on the market soon.
Average time from starting good results until market is about 10 years.
Sholaya and his colleagues are working with researchers at Fort Detrick in the U.S. state of Maryland. It's home to the Army Medical Research and Material Command and the former site of the U.S. Biological Weapons Program. Some of the most dangerous organisms to humans are studied there in underground labs. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.